I'm here at the National Farm Machinery Show, and I'm joined with Harold Workman, the president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board. Harold, been a pretty successful National Farm Machinery Show so far?
Well, it really has. We thought early on it would because all of our exhibit space sold out very early. And then, of course, we got the snow that came in just the night before, and Wednesday was not quite what we would normally see, but I tell you, every day since then has been up, and it's just they've really, really rolled out.
Yeah, it looks like you've had real good crowds out here, and I know it takes a while to put the numbers together, but do you have a feel for maybe how this compares with previous years?
Well, I have a feel for it, yes, and it's very good. I would say that I don't know if it'll equal last year, because last year was about the second largest we'd had. But I tell you, it's gonna be pretty close. It really is, and I think you can see the crowd spin around the last 2 days and understand that.
That's got to be awfully rewarding to see that, considering just how tough the economy's been, and a lot of people cutting back, but they still want to make this a priority to come out and see the farm machinery show and go to the tractor pull.
Well, this is not the first one of the year, but it's probably the first one that's this big of the year, and it really is an indicator, I think, to all the manufacturers as to kind of what people are looking for. I think a lot of the agribusinessmen and farmers are out here kind of looking around to see what's new or maybe, some of them, a lot of the grain farmers had a pretty good year last year. And, they may be looking to buy some new equipment this time. They will do some comparisons. And you can come here and compare, and you don't have to go dealer to dealer because they're side by side.
We hear about all these programs to stimulate the economy and get people to buy and stuff. I would imagine, though, being able to put on a show like this and all these different companies able to actually demonstrate the new equipment they've got, how they can help guys cut down on their margins or cut down on their expenses to help meet their margins a bit better. That's got to pay off for everybody, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. It's such a thin margin anymore between profit and loss, and anything that they can do or you can provide to the farmer that will help him be sure he has at least a shot at making a profit, he wants to talk to you about it.
Any lessons learned from this year's show? Anything that you're seeing saying, we need to add this next year or we need to do this differently in years to come?
Well, usually we're going to use the theory, if it's not broke, don't fix it. It really is very successful. Obviously, we don't take our exhibitors for granted. We want to hear what they have to say, and we do hear what they have to say. I don't know of anything in particular that we need to do except maybe have another 500,000 square feet of space to take care of those who can't get in or those who need more space. But that being said,
that's the right problem to have, though.
Well, it is a good problem to have. we were pretty happy with the way it came together. I think the exhibitors have had a good show. And if they haven't, they would tell us, obviously. And if there's something that needs to be done, we will look at that pretty quick. We critique through everyone that's on our staff after the event to see what they think and any comments that may come in from the exhibitors. We use that also.
How soon do you start planning for next year's show?
Well, we've already started that, as you would expect. We were selling, for instance, tractor pull tickets. We were selling those for next year, the first day of the show. And also we're, providing information to exhibitors. As you know, if you had a space this year, you can get it next year. If you don't take it, then somebody else will. But, we've already started working on that. Because there's such a repeat of your exhibitors, it there really isn't a lot you have to sell. It's just a matter of being sure you get the information to them and let them, get the contracts in, et cetera, et cetera. And then if there is something you need to sell, we have a waiting list to take care of that.
What do you expect the exhibitors and the attendees will be able to walk away from this year's show with?
Well, I think they're going to walk away from the exhibitors base. I think they're going to walk away very happy because I think they were able to meet face-to-face and talk to a lot of those who use their equipment or want to use their equipment. I think as an attendee, they're going to go away saying that they had an opportunity to look and compare and see some new product and some new things that can tweak their equipment and make them better at what they do and give them the opportunity, obviously, to make profit.
And obviously, you got a heck of a staff putting this all together for you every year. I'm sure you'd like to be able to thank them for all their hard work.
Well, I try to do that every time I see them, but I would love to do it, obviously, on this broadcast, too. Then they are great staff, and they're a veteran staff. Most of them have been with us a long time. They know what they're doing, and I just try to keep them happy so they stay with us.
Harold Workman, President and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.